The governor's speech began on a somber note as he remembered the tests Colorado faced in 2013. The head of the state's Department of Corrections was gunned down, natural disasters plagued the summer and fall, and then there was December's shooting at Arapahoe High School.
Colorado has been scorched. Colorado has been flooded. Colorado, once again, endured senseless, inexplicable violence. Yet despite all of it, we did not let that define us. That is not our story. Our story and what we showed the world is Colorado does not shut down. Colorado does not quit. Colorado does not break.
Hickenlooper says the state thrived. He talked about an improving economy and a more friendly business climate that brought new companies to the state.
When it came to job growth, in 2010, this state was ranked 40th in the nation. Now, 3 years later, Colorado is the fourth fastest job growth state in the country, 40th to fourth.
Looking ahead to 2014, the governor outlined his goals for the new legislative session, such as capping tuition hikes at colleges and universities. He also wants to update the state's telecommunications laws and provide broadband internet to rural Colorado. Democratic Representative Diane Mitch Bush from Steamboat Springs called the speech inspiring.
And to me, that was one of his most critical messages. We're Colorado. We work together. And we can recover and rebuild and connect for everyone.
Overall, it was a very positive tone. I mean, after the year that we've had with all of the different things that are out there, you know, the governor needs to be the cheerleader for the state, and so he came out and did that.
That's Republican House Minority Leader Brian Del Grosso of Loveland. He says he's pleased with Colorado's economic recovery and an unemployment rate that's lower than the national average.
The state has definitely made progress. You can't argue with a lot of the numbers, but the statement that we've still continued to make is there are still areas of our state that are still struggling, and they're not seeing the job growth that we're seeing right here in Denver or on the Front Range. We have to continue to look at all the four corners of our state.
Governor Hickenlooper urged lawmakers to try and put politics aside, something both parties pledged to do before the start of every legislative session. But last year was historically divisive. Democrats passed stricter gun laws, a renewable energy mandate for electric co-ops, and same-day voter registration. Republican gubernatorial candidate Senator Greg Brophy from Ray says Hickenlooper failed to lead, especially on the issue of gun control.
He was the chief divider last year. He could have broken out his veto pen, represent, you know, the average Coloradan instead of the mayor of New York City and liberal special interest groups. And so I'm disappointed that, you know, he tells less than half of the story of his tenure as governor.
For his part, Hickenlooper seemed relaxed in front of the joint session of the legislature. And while he didn't defend the gun laws, he did say guns are only one piece of the puzzle.
Another clear piece is mental health. Trying to identify and assist those who are feeling isolated, bullied, the mentally ill, and trite as this may sound, those who are feeling abandoned and unloved.
Hickenlooper didn't call for any further action. In fact, the majority of his speech focused on past policies. The governor says his top priority this session is making sure lawmakers are, quote, in it together to get things done. But getting everyone on the same page may be an uphill challenge, especially during an election year. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.